fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 28th day of October 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Well, it appears that our time zones have been confused again, and our guest, Jonathan Gray, has not called in. I've got a phone number here and an email address for our engineer. At the next break, I will give it to him, and maybe he can contact him, and hopefully we'll get together. I encourage people to check out Jonathan Gray's website and to read his books. Quite frankly, in his area of expertise, he is just as good as Jim McCanney is in his area of expertise. McCanney, of course, his expertise is astronomy and astrophysics, and Jonathan Gray is archaeology. His website is beforeus.com, just like beforeus.com. I've got one of his many books here in my hands, Dead Men's Secrets, and he begins the first page of the first chapter here, talking about the day the Earth tipped over. And even before that, in the prologue, which is in these Roman numeral pages before the book even gets going, he talks about the Black Knight. Black Knight is a fascinating topic, not well known, not well understood. It's certainly worth talking about because this is important, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to know that high technology has existed on this planet previously and that we're once again getting back to where we have been in the past. Here's what happened. Back in the late 50s, mid to late 50s, launched the first historic man-made satellite, the Sputnik. And we'll talk about the Sputnik and the rest of this when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
T Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I was talking to our engineer off the air, apparently, John, and he did talk yesterday about doing the show today, and we thought we had everything set up, but apparently something happened between then and now that we're not going to happen this time around. But talking about the Black Knight, however, which he mentioned in his book. So Sputnik, it's shot up in the space, and tracking stations are set up all over the planet to track this man-made object optically and with radar. Once these tracking stations were set up, they found something that they really, really did not expect, that there was already a man-made object orbiting the Earth on a polar orbit, keeping in mind that it's only been fairly recently that we could do polar orbits ourselves, which is a different topic altogether. What they found was a man-made object. I have been able to determine and learn two of the three dimensions of this. 40 by 70 feet is two of the three dimensions. I don't know what the third dimension is, 10 feet, 20 feet, 40 feet, whatever it might be, that it matters. And it's called the Black Knight because it is black. It's orbiting in a polar orbit, and I have found out through independent means, independent verification, that this object really does exist. I was able to find another book that mentions it. And it's quite a deal. It's 22,000 miles above planet Earth. It is orbiting, and it is man-made. I found out that scientists estimate it to be 12,000 years old, which would be about three cycles ago, as far as the 10th planet is concerned, that dating. Now, it would have been the late 60s before we would have the technology, especially the ability, to get human beings 22,000 miles above the planet, about the time of the Apollo space missions, which I assure you never went to the moon. However, during that time, they were spending a lot of money in developing vehicles with tremendous lift capability that really could get quite high above the planet's surface. As you might expect, once they found this object, they being United States, Russia, and England, France, once they found this object, gaining access to it, the inside of it, and gaining access to that technology inside of it and reverse engineering became a matter of the highest national security, national priority. Clearly, these, whoever put that up there, had engineering capability at least equal to, if not greater than, what we have right now. I'm not sure what the current size of the space station is up there. It may be approaching the size of the Black Knight, which is not really relevant one way or the other. Point being, technology existed on this planet 12,000 plus years ago, at least equal to, if not greater than, what we have right now. We all grew up hearing about the Great Pyramids in Egypt. As it turns out, pyramids are some of the most common prehistoric structures that you're going to find. There's pyramids everywhere. I don't know that we found any in the Antarctic yet. Of course, if they have, they've kept that real quiet. Including one pyramid in France, which is radioactive. Including a pyramid in China that you could put two or three inside of it and still have space left over. And my live studio audience is saying, that's big. And it is. The locals thought it was a small mountain the last several centuries. It had been overgrown with trees and so forth, plant life, these past several centuries. You hear lots of things about aliens and alien technology. What a lot of scientists who are looking into such matters are focusing on is technology that was developed on Earth thousands of years ago. I once heard it said that archaeology is like a religion for those who are so fascinated by it. And when I was 25, it didn't make sense to me because I didn't know what I know now. I couldn't understand why so many human resources, time, and money was spent to dig up old stuff. I didn't see where that value was. Why so much energy and resources were put into digging up old artifacts. Now I understand. Now I know that what their true goal is to access this ancient technology. That's what they're really looking for. And we know it exists. We get bits and pieces. The remaining scripts from India, for example, go on for hundreds, if not thousands, of pages giving engineering details for aircraft and other devices that we consider only to have existed the past 100 years or so. Great, great engineer. We recently discovered in the deep jungles of the Amazon very sophisticated levees and dikes and dams clearly set up to irrigate agricultural areas that could feed one or more million people. Now, completely overgrown. If anybody lives around there at the moment, they're barefoot peasants with no written language that survive with their wits and a sharp machete. Certainly not capable of the engineering feats that went into these structures used to grow land, to grow food in a very intentional, organized manner. Part of a culture that these people were. So that's what Jonathan Gray brings to the table. He brings to the table his very specialized expertise in the area of forbidden archaeology and technology that's existed on this planet many, many thousands of years ago, equal to or greater than what we have right now. He's not so sure. He and I were talking the other day, preparing for the show. He's not so sure when these earth changes are coming at us. It's not his expertise. Abrupt climate change, rising ocean levels. His expertise is what's happened in the past and documenting what has existed in the past. Anything that's found that flies in the face of accepted archaeology gets put in a box and in the deep basement, sub-basement, never to be seen by the public. But things slip out, like the lead-acid batteries out of the Baghdad area that are thousands of years old. Things of that nature. Well, clearly they had a way of making electricity, and therefore they must have had a use for that electricity. We're not quite sure what that use might have been. But they had that capability thousands of years ago in the area of what we now call Baghdad, in the Tigris-Euphrates area, which probably is the cradle of civilization, as best anybody can tell. This is a live call-in show. If you want to call in with your questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to at 800-313-9443. Something that's been discovered recently is, you probably heard of the grain called spelt, S-P-E-L-T, spelt. We now have the engineering wherewithal to understand and document that spelt is a genetically engineered grain. We couldn't document this 50, 60 years ago because we didn't know how to do that. We could not make genetically modified foods. But as it turns out, spelt, which has been around for 3,000, 4,000, 6,000 years, is a genetically modified, genetically altered grain. And one of the unique qualities of it, besides it being a very nutritious grain, is it's more resistant to radiation than most other grains. Now, was it specifically engineered for that purpose? I don't know. I'm getting a message from my engineer here that we do not have our guests, but that's okay. Next time, I'll contact Jonathan during the week, and we'll see what we can do. If you heard that dog barking, not to mind, it was not a big issue. Sometimes a dog visits with me here in my home studio. All right, if you want to talk about archaeology and it's forbidden archaeology, we can do that. If you want to talk about preparedness, we can do that. And we'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Jim, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 28th day of October 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. A basic and essential part of preparedness is and always should be putting by food. A tradition that most Americans have gotten away from, unfortunately. A tradition that is still commonplace in most cultures of the world outside of Europe and the United States especially. I remember visiting with Vietnamese families that didn't have a whole lot, but they always had at least a 100-pound sack of rice stashed away somewhere in their humble abode. Always, always, always had food stashed away. That's where freeze-dry guy comes in. Freeze-dry guy has the highest quality freeze-dried food at the best prices, shipping included. It doesn't get any better than that. It truly doesn't. You can contact them at about what to get, how much to get. He'd be glad to talk to you at 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. He's a great guy. The more you know him, the better you like him. And he truly does care about people. It truly does. And he'll be glad to work with you to develop a custom food storage program to suit just what you need for you and your loved ones. So give him a call and check him out at the following number, 530-265-8333. We've got some callers on hold. In fact, we got a bunch of callers. Dylan in Texas, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Good, Dylan. What's on your mind?
I want to thank you for helping keeping us prepared.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yes.
Or at least giving us the suggestions to do so. I want to thank you for saying that you don't think they went to the moon. I don't know whether they went to the moon or not, but there's such a widespread famine belief that I'm supposed to believe they went to the moon because they showed us some film on TV.
Well, here's I looked at that. I was a young adult. I was back by 21. I hadn't quite had my 22nd birthday yet, and I watched those same movies everybody else did. But I've watched them again recently, and here's what I saw. First of all, Dylan, there's no atmosphere on the moon, not in the same sense that we know it, correct?
That's what we're told.
Okay. Well, how could the flag flap in the breeze? How could the flag on the moon flap in the wind when there's no wind?
Uh-huh.
It can't. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't have wind and have it blowing in the breeze.
You got to have atmosphere to have wind.
You got to have an atmosphere. I mean, it just can't. And when they ran through the sand, how the sand kicked up, the fine powdery sand. Remember that? Well, when they left a camera rolling when they took off, so we could all see the takeoff of the lunar landing module is what they called it.
And they didn't stir up in much sand?
It didn't blow any. It didn't blow any.
So regardless,
that rocket blasted away and didn't stir up one grain of sand. Not one. I'll make one more comment, and there's some good research on this, and anybody can look it up. You've got this crystal clear black sky. Crystal clear black sky. And not a single star.
Not a single star. When
not
there's no
a single
atmosphere.
Star. Not one.
It's not because
no
it's cloudy and
there's
overcast
no,
at night,
no
right?
Clouds.
There's no atmosphere.
There's no clouds to block the vision. No clouds. No atmosphere to block the stars. And there's not a single star in the sky. Not
but
one.
They said they dimmed those down because it was so bright that you wouldn't have been able to see the foot.
Oh, yeah.
Astronaut.
Come on. Give me a break. You know? Give me a break. That's not why we're not here to talk about that. So,
all right. Well, thank you for everything.
But there is one final thing, and this is a real science. Dr. Van Allen, who recently died, Dr. Van Allen, I think died in the past 12 months, discovered the Van Allen radiation belts. They were named after him. During this period of time, 1969, when they were shooting these people up, allegedly shooting these people up to the moon, Dr. Van Allen was interviewed, and they said, "Sir, how did these people get through the Van Allen radiation belts?"
Uh-huh.
And he said simply, "I don't know."
They beamed them through. They beamed
yeah,
me up,
right.
Scotty.
Uh huh. Exactly. Thank you, Dylan. We
all
appreciate
right.
it. And our Christian Gray has called in, and I have to apologize to the other callers. Steve, Bob, and Don from Texas, Michigan, and Oregon. If you have questions related to our special guest, please hold, and we will get to you. We've got limited time, about not quite half an hour with the breaks. Jonathan Gray, are you there, sir?
Oh, yes, John. My
okay,
apologies.
Hold on.
We switched from...
It's radio. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 28th day of October 2007. Unless you're across the international dateline, like our special guest, who's living in the future, Jonathan Gray, where it's the 29th day of October, Monday. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, John.
You're talking to us in the past.
I am.
From the future.
Yes, I'm
from the future.
Talking to you from the 29th. And we've changed our clocks, too, so this makes a difference of 1 hour, and that is where I got thrown out a little bit. My apologies to everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a time zone problem last time we tried to have you. Jonathan, you and I are off the air. We were talking briefly about the Black Knight, which is also called, by the way, the chirogenic box.
Yes.
Now, give us a heads up here. You've got, you know, you and I have both done some research on this independently, but give us a heads up about finding it in modern times.
Yes, I don't know how much you've already told your listeners, John, but I wrote about this in my book, Dead Men's Secrets, soon after it happened, and then when the official edition came out, it was in my prologue. The people in NASA, actually, after the sighting of the Black Knight, began calling for further information. There was a scientist called Kazantsev in Moscow, and he was pushing for an immediate expedition out to it. The Russians found it, the Americans found it, and a number of other independent astronomers saw it because everyone started scanning the heavens once the Sputnik and the American satellite first went up. And this thing was already there and was at a greater height than, of course, either of the superpowers were able to push it. It was orbiting at 22,000 miles above the Earth. Now, that's something that man did not have a technology for at the time, our present generation.
Not in the 1950s, no.
I beg your pardon?
I say not in the 1950s and early 60s, they did not.
Certainly not. No, not then. And the Russians actually had the edge on the investigation. There was a fellow called Lev Gindelis, and also the Polkovo Observatory in Leningrad. They got very interested in it.
I talked to those guys. I was trying to get them on the air.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Of course, all those guys from back then, that's 40, almost 50 years ago, they're all retired and dead. But,
yeah.
I didn't get anywhere, but I made the attempt.
Well, good for you. I think these sort of things need to be chased up. I know that Jacques Vallée of the Paris Observatory saw it three times, I think it was in 1961, and he got, I think it was 11 data points in less than a minute. And it seemed to be orbiting in reverse to what our satellites were doing.
Well, it was on a polar orbit, right?
Yeah, polar orbit, that's right. Well, that was opposite
and we
180 degrees
do,
virtually.
We couldn't, it was probably in the 70s or 80s before we could do polar orbits, as I recall.
I believe that'd be right, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Sputnik 1 was only in orbit about 580 miles above the Earth. So there's a big difference between 580 and 22,000.
Oh, that's a phenomenal difference, yes.
Yeah.
Well, before you came on the air, I was speculating that it was probably about the late 1960s before we had lift capability to get to 10,000 miles above the planet.
Yeah, that'd be pretty close.
Yep. Well, who wants to be the first one through the door? I'm not going to volunteer. Well, you know what they did? They got up there close enough to take measurements of the door on this thing so they could come back down and engineer a docking mechanism that they could dock up to it and be able to hopefully open up the door or cut their way into it through an opening. Matching up to the docking mechanism. That's the way I would engineer it, and that's probably the way they would engineer it, because you'd want to get inside there on one hand, on the other you'd want to cause no harm to anything that's in there, so you'd be able to salvage it and reverse engineer it. So you want a nice seamless airtight docking mechanism of some sort. Access to this thing. But I go back to my original question, who wants to be the first one through the door?
Well, that would be an exciting attainment. I certainly wouldn't mind being the first, but I don't know what we'd find in there.
I'd be the second.
Yeah. Very good. What interests me about this, John, is the fact that in a lot of ancient writings, quite a number actually, we have mention of artificial satellites orbiting the Earth that were put up by men here on this planet.
Right. In the Sumerian text.
In the Sumerian, in the Indian text, in particular, I've got quite a bit from the Indians. I've got a quotation here in front of me. It says, their fuel is drawn from the air in a very simple and cheap way.
Well, it sounds like they're using hydrogen, but these Indian texts, I mentioned this earlier too, don't they go into some engineering details for a lot of these devices and so forth?
Yes, they do. In fact, they show how they're constructed. And
really?
They even describe the Earth as seen from a long distance out into space. which of course agrees with what we find from satellites today.
Do the Indian techs also give blueprints?
It doesn't give blueprints for the satellites, but it does give blueprints for flying vehicles, which are very, very precise.
Really? Has anybody attempted to make three-dimensional models of these? I wonder.
I don't really know that, except that I do know that universities are beginning to research into these, and in India, of course, it's quite a syllabus for quite a few of the universities to go into it, and I don't know how far they've advanced in that today. Brilliant scientists over in India who are interested in it.
Yes, sir. These Indian texts, what's the approximate age of them, do we know?
Approximate age, as far as best I can estimate from all the research together, would be between 1500 to 2500 BC.
Well, that's not as old as I thought they might be. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
We got a couple of callers that have some questions and comments regarding what we're talking about. Are you up for a caller here, Jonathan?
Happy to do that, yes.
Okay. We've got Steve from Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Steve.
Hello? Yes, doctor?
Hello, Steve.
Yes. Yeah, I think you kind of answered my question there. It seems like we've already had some exhibitions to the, or some missions up to this Black Knight. And I was wondering, John was saying it was 40 by 70. Do you know what the other dimension is on it?
No, John would know a little more about the dimensions than I would, Steve.
Uh-huh. And like I said,
it's probably in increments of 8 to 10 feet. It's uh-huh. either 8 to 10 feet or 16 to 20 or so forth. Probably large enough for what we would call a normal man to stand up inside of it. And if they had multiple stories, multiples of that 8 to 10 feet.
Okay. Oh, that would make sense too.
So it's kind of like what? Completely smooth metal made metal. What kind is it made out of?
Well, I don't know enough about this particular one, but I do know the ancients record that they had the satellites made of shiny metal that turned about an axis. They turned on their axis as they moved along.
With some of the good telescopes we have today, wouldn't people be able to see this thing, or is it kind of cloaked or something?
Well, it has been seen by lots of people over quite a number of years.
Uh-huh.
I haven't spoken to anyone in particular, but the reports are that quite a few in different countries, and I think, John, you have names there too, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I found one other reference. There's a book titled Disneyland of the Gods that makes reference to it. And apparently some mainstream American publications like Life, Look, and Time, those type of publications, did print articles back there in the late 50s, early 60s about this object.
Is there any pictures
right.
of it? Declassified pictures of it?
Well,
I
there were no
seen
photographs
of
it.
There are so many reports, and I'm sure that it has been photographed, but I just haven't been able to find one.
I haven't. I have not either. This is, as one might imagine, this is a matter of the highest national security to keep this thing quiet. In fact, even the men that work on it are so compartmentalized. For example, you might be asked, Jonathan, working for the United States government, and you can work on Monday morning. There's a piece of metal on your desk, and you're asked to find out what's this made from and not even told where it came from. That's how they compartmentalize.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yes, and whatever engineering was in there has become a matter of the highest national priority to get their hands on it and reverse engineer it. And they've probably been doing that now for about nearly 40 years or so. Is when they initially got inside that thing. It would be my best guess.
Yeah.
And that's where that money, the money that we used to think was squirreled away for some other purpose for the Apollo moon landings, that's probably what that money was spent on, was to gain access to the Black Knight and get their hands on that technology.
Oh, yes. We can't count on what they tell us as being what's really happening.
Well, Jim McCanney refers to NASA as never a straight answer.
Well, it couldn't be more accurate than that.
We got another caller here. We got Don from Oregon. Don, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
Please.
Hello, Don.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Don.
Good afternoon and good evening, respectively, gentlemen. I have a question that's fermented in my mind for the last hour. John got me going on this. I remember two things helped this out. One is having had read some of Zachariah Sitchin work. And the other was later in the 60s, in one of my adventures through the South Pacific, a la the United States Marine Corps, while on a training operation in a southern island called Yap, I had the experience of being explained to how storyboards were created by that particular tribe of indigenous people, and they were using one particular storyboard that they seemed to put a lot of emphasis on an event that occurred, which, as best as I could understand, called for all of the people to lie on their backs and put their feet up to keep the sky from falling in on them. And I was wondering if maybe that particular event might not be something that has happened before and could happen again with respect to particularly a lot of stuff that Dr. Gray has studied, as far as historically speaking, as far as a culture of people having survived a catastrophic event. And I'll get off the air and let it go at that because that's the best I can do, but it's been bugging me for an hour now.
Thank you, Don. Yeah. We appreciate it.
All righty.
Well, Jonathan, you're the world traveler, and I imagine you run into indigenous peoples all over the world that got different ways that they've dealt with these events and deep historical memory.
Yes. John, there is definitely a historical memory of an occasion when the sky appeared to be lower. Speaking scientifically, this is quite a plausible memory for primitive people. There was a great disaster, which is mentioned in 600 legends around the world, and it speaks of the whole world having been destroyed at one time, and many people call it the Great Flood. It was followed by, there was tremendous volcanism involved. We estimate 30,000 volcanoes with all their spewing out of steam and smoke.
30,000?
This would cause a very low layer of the sky, a very low layer of cloud around the earth for a long time.
You did say 30,000, not 3,000.
30,000, that's right. 20,000 of those are on the seabed now as extinct volcanoes.
Amazing. Jonathan, let's get your website out so people can see your photograph and sign up for your newsletter.
www.beforeus. In other words, whathappenedbeforeus.com.
Right. I don't believe I've got a link up on my website yet, but I'm going to instruct my webmaster to put a link on my website, The Liberty Man, so that people can find you anytime they want and have access to your information, which is, I refer to your area of expertise as forbidden archaeology.
Well, you could call it that, yes, because most authorities don't want this to be known.
Oh, no, not at all. There's been a lot of speculation about man-made tunnels at the Grand Canyon being filled with Egyptian artifacts. Have you any comments about that?
Well, yes. There was a report in a local newspaper back in the 1800s on a man from the Smithsonian who came down the Grand Canyon, and he, looking up, he saw these holes away up. After a number of hours, he got to the top, and there was the entrance to a huge complex tunnel system radiating like spokes in a wheel once you got to the center of it. Egyptian mummies, gold artifacts, and so on. It's reported that a lot of this was sent to the Smithsonian, but of course the Smithsonian has a habit of losing and forgetting things that don't comply.
Well, I'm sure that they were lost to the public, but not to them.
Yes. There has been another expedition in more recent times, John. A couple of young adventurers were up in the... It's a closed area, by the way, but they were up in that area, and they reported something similar. They got up into a cave system where they said there were artifacts, but they give it at about 40 miles further away than the 1800s report, And whether this is just a decoy, I don't know, but it does tend to confirm that there's something down there in the Grand Canyon.
Of course, hopefully they took photographs and made diagrams and maps and so forth and brought back some artifacts and could document what they did.
Yeah, I have not been able to track down these fellows, but there was a newspaper report about them, too.
Well, it's unfortunate when you can't backtrack to the source, and it kind of leaves us kind of dangling here, doesn't it?
It does, and you can't say definitively that such a thing exists, but where there's smoke, there's fire. I suspect
not without evidence. Yeah, we need some evidence. What's coming up on horizons for Jonathan Gray? What project are you working on right now, sir?
Well, working on a project, we're going to be looking at giant remains. We're planning a trip to an island called Rotuma, which is north of Fiji.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Diamonds are forever. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just about out of time here. Jonathan, you still there, sir?
Yes, right here, John.
Okay, give us your website again, and then we'll have some wrapping up comments.
Thank you. www.beforeus.com. B-E-F-O-R-U-S.com.
All right, and real quick, what's your current project, sir?
Well, currently we're working on tracking down some reported giant remains. Down
humans
on the
or animals?
Called, yes, human remains.
Okay.
My wife comes from an island in the South Pacific called Rotuma, which is about 400 kilometers north of Fiji. And there, it's called the Island of Tombstones because the remains of ancient graves are much larger in area than the seven villages that are now on the island. And these graves have reputedly contained remains of humans up to 12 feet tall, John.
Whoa. That'll get your attention.
Yeah. A few years ago, they were building a road.
That would be certainly some major news if you find them, and there may be other artifacts also if you've got human remains that size.
Yes, we're hopeful of that.
Well, that would be wonderful.
A road was being built around the island, John, a few years back. It's a very small island. It's only about 9 miles long and an average of about a mile or two wide. And in the course of building this road, they came across an ancient cemetery that they didn't know existed, and these had shin bones, which were more than double the height or the length of ours, and
really?
So they quickly reburied the remains and diverted the road, and you can see the road ahead, but then you can see the diversion around something here.
Uh-huh.
And when my wife's grandmother was being interred in the family plot, they dug down to make room for that, and they dug up another part of the body, which would be of a 6 foot. I'm sorry, not a 6 foot, but a 12 foot human.
That's amazing. So it's a human shin bone. I'm looking at mine here is maybe a little more than 2 feet long. So you're looking at a shin bone 4 feet long.
About that, yeah.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Well, you'll be publishing your findings, I assume.
We will be, and we'll be publishing photographs comparing them with human beings standing. So you just don't have a picture of a bone that could be any size. It's got to be compared with something.
All you need is one bone to tell how big the entire human was.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
Definitely.
And you'll be able to demonstrate by scientific methods that this is a human bone and not some animal.
That's right, absolutely.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I'm in touch with another archaeologist who lives in Europe, and he's going to be in Ecuador in March. They've found giant remains down there, and unusually, I'm glad to report the news here, that the Ecuadorian government supports what he's doing, and that's very uncharacteristic of governments generally.
Well, good for them. Bravo for the Ecuadorian government for wanting to support to some scientific research.
Yes.
Well, Jonathan Gray, it's good having you here. I know we're going to be zipped out of time here in a moment. www.beforeus.com is where you can find all this information. Jonathan, thank you. We'll be in touch. We're out of time.
It's a pleasure talking with you, John, and hopefully we may talk again.
Well, we will. Thank you, sir. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this week. Jonathan, you're still there. Hold on. We'll talk after the show here momentarily. And you all be safe out there. God bless America. With recent